time now for Wagoner's Walk. On Friday evening, Sonia Nash told Claire and Mike she'd be seeking care and control of the champ.
But you've never looked after the champ in your life.
I can learn, Connor.
And where would you live? You haven't anywhere to take him.
Yes, I have. Here. And you'd like that, wouldn't you? Because you'd have the champ too.
I'd have the champ.
Yeah, you'd see him every day. You could look after him evenings while I'm out at work.
Mornings while you're still in bed, perhaps.
Yeah.
You told Mr. Ritchie all this, did you?
Yeah.
Sonia, I just don't believe it. You mean you want me to take your side? To back you up in a custody battle with Tony over Adam? I'm Tony's mother, Sonia.
Yeah, but he hasn't played fair with me. Oh, I've heard you say that. He ran off with that Danish slut.
You never heard me say that.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The point is, he's the one who's taken responsibility for Adam while you've been in hospital, Sonia. He gave him a home, and Kirsten's looked after him while you've been ill. You can't whisk Adam away from them just like that.
Yeah, except he is my baby. Mr. Ritchie said that, and I'm better. Mr. Ritchie said we could get my shrink to speak up for me.
But Adam's not a kitten or a puppy. You can't wrench him away from the people he loves, just to suit your own ends.
Oh, won't be for long. Tone would soon come round. I'd let him visit the baby, see?
Oh, you would you?
Yeah. She couldn't come, that Danish tramp. But he could come here regular, often as he liked.
Words fail me.
So you'd see a lot more of Tony, Claire, as well as the baby.
Sonia, what you're suggesting is out of the question.
Here. Are you all right? Gone all white. And you're shaking.
Because I'm absolutely furious, that's why. I don't think I've ever heard anything so outrageous. How dare you try to move us all around like pawns in your little game, telling me I like this, I'll have the champ, I'll see Tony, when all you really want is Tony for yourself. Oh, he's left you, Sonia. He's left you, and I'm not surprised.
Claire, don't say anything.
I will indeed say more. Someone's got to tell her, and you've never opened your mouth. She moves into your study, she eavesdrops on our telephone calls.
You've been the one who's insisted she stays in the
study. I have not, she has. But you're not staying anymore, my girl. If you stay on here, you move into Joanna's old room. Tonight.
You don't need to shout at me. I'd have moved if you'd asked me.
I have asked you. I've asked you over and over again. But before you move anywhere in this house, you'd better be quite clear about one thing. There is absolutely no question of your having Adam here, Sonia. Do you understand? If you want to fight Tony for custody, that's up to you. But you aren't going to do it from our house.
Well, then I'll do it from somewhere else. I'll get my own place. And I'll get the champ. And I won't let any of you visit him. Ever. So there.
Say this before at 9. Could make it 9:15, could you? Good. And the name? Fisher. Right, then we'll see you there, Mr. Fisher. Right, well, that's it for this evening, Sophie.
What, fully booked?
Fully booked.
You know, we don't have to pull him in. It's you with your sweets trolley.
And you with your charm.
Ah, that's not what Ling calls it.
Oh?
She calls it giving them the come on.
Oh, she spoke to you about that, did she?
Mm.
Good. I noticed you toned things down a bit.
Oh, you did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Table 3 could do with a new candle.
Okay. Are you planning to do anything about that paint on your nose before we open the doors to the Hungry Hordes?
Oh, God, it must be from the van.
Honestly, I've never known so many people take so long to paint one van.
That's because we're doing it thoroughly.
Oh, yes, of course. How did the fifth coat go?
The third and last. Very well, looks very good.
And did you have your full complement of labourers? Like Pryor's trusty henchmen?
Yes, Bill was there.
No, I didn't ask that.
No, but that's what you meant.
Is he still living at McInlin's?
I think so.
You know, I think that man has some sort of spell over him.
Matt?
And Bill doesn't like it if you point it out to him either. And that's what did for us when I started facing him with the truth about the way Matt treats him.
Yeah?
Up until then, we got along terribly well.
Well, maybe you should have kept your mouth shut.
Yes, but Matt uses Bill.
Well, that's up to Bill to decide, isn't it? Look, you get that. I'll go and wipe the paint off my nose.
All right. Pryor's Restaurant, good evening. Hello? Pryor's Restaurant. It's funny.
Yeah, what's funny?
Pryor's Restaurant. There is someone there, Rob. I can hear them.
Give it to me.
Here.
Hello, can I help you? Someone playing silly beggars, I suppose.
But there was someone there, though, wasn't there?
Well, I couldn't swear to it. You heard them breathe or something, did you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just sort of sensed it.
Oh, well, they'll get bored with it sooner or later, whoever they are.
Yeah, I suppose so. Oh, well, time to unlock the front door.
Daddy?
Oh, hello, Sue. Didn't hear you come in. Have a nice party.
It wasn't a party, it was a disco.
Oh, sorry. Would you have a nice disco, then?
Yes, thanks. Except one of my records got scratched.
Oh, dear.
Haven't you had your supper yet?
No, not yet. We're a bit late tonight.
Why's Mummy been crying?
She's just had a bit of an upset. With Sonia.
No. Do you mind if I watch telly?
Don't you have to. It's so peaceful just sitting here without it.
Oh, all right. It doesn't matter. I thought maybe she'd been crying because of Bill again.
Bill? Why should she be crying because of Bill?
I don't know. Because he's living round the corner again at the Pryors'.
Look, shut the door, Sue, would you please? There's a terrible draught coming in from the hall. So how did you find that out?
He told me.
What, he came round, did he?
No, I met him in the street yesterday on my way back from school.
Oh.
What did Mummy have a row with Sonia about?
Oh, various things. She'd been listening to our telephone calls on the extension.
Oh. How much longer is she going to be staying with us?
I wish I knew.
Did Mummy show you the letter I brought home from school?
No.
It's about going to secondary school next year.
Oh, yeah.
There's a meeting at school next week.
Well, that's a bit early, isn't it?
Well, the head of Daly's Hill is coming to talk to the parents. And Daly's Hill is the school I want to go to.
Oh, is it now?
You will go, won't you, Daddy?
Well, of course I will, darling, if I can. Otherwise, Mummy will.
I want you both to go.
Well, what night is it?
Next Thursday.
The 29th?
I think so.
Now, darling, I'm sure there's a council meeting I've got to attend that night.
Well, you never come to anything I ask you.
Yes, I do.
You don't. Well, you're hopeless. There's always something you've got to do instead.
Mike, supper's ready.
Right, I'm coming. Well, there you are, Sue. You'll be able to watch television to your heart's content now.
Good.
I'm sorry supper's so late.
Oh, that's all right. Feeling better?
Not much. I'm terribly sorry I said what I did.
Oh, don't be sorry about it. Sweet reason wasn't getting through to her. Let's hope your outburst did.
I didn't mean what I said to Sonia. I meant what I said to you about your never saying anything.
Oh, that's all right. My daughter's just told me I'm hopeless too.
But I didn't mean it, Mike, truly. It just came out. I don't know why I said it.
Oh, well. I probably should have taken a firmer line earlier on. Come on. Give us a kiss. Well, supper smells good. Worth waiting for.
I hope it's done, that's all.
Oh, I'm sure it is. No sign of Sonia?
Not a sound. Not since that awful sobbing stopped.
You didn't go up to her?
No. Oh. Well, I didn't know what I could say. I mean, that was the awful thing. I couldn't take any of it back.
Nope.
I haven't lost my temper like that for years. I didn't know I had that much anger in me. Oh, and the things I said. Telling her Tony was right to leave her.
Well, she provoked you.
I know, but she's very sick, Mike. I wish I hadn't said
that. Well, you did say it, and it's true.
But if she is going to apply for custody...
She's never going to get it.
But suppose she did.
Hmm?
Well, I'd rather she had custody of Adam here, where I can keep an eye on her, rather than having him to herself somewhere. She'd probably just lock him up on his own when she wanted to go out. She might even forget to feed him anything.
Claire, no court is going to give custody of Adam to Sonia, I promise.
But did you hear what she said about getting Dr. Broomfield to speak up for her?
That's just talk. Anyway, Broomfield, of all people, must realise she isn't fit to look after a child.
Do you think I should phone him and discuss it with him?
Yes, I do. Yeah, very good idea to get in first with our version of what's going on. Always supposing you can find a moment when Madam isn't listening on the extension.
Oh, she's moving out of that room. I'm sticking to that. What was that?
There's someone going out.
Rob's gone out already.
And Sue's in. Must be Sonia.
Shall I go up and see?
Yeah, might as well.
What if she's still there? It'll be so embarrassing. Oh, Lord, it is awful when you don't get on with someone living in your own house.
I'll go.
She has gone out, Claire.
Oh.
And she's packed all her things in the carrier bags and moved into Joanna's old room. What about that?
Thank you, Ben.
Very good indeed. Good night.
Good night.
Hello, Prize Restaurant. Good evening. Yes, just a moment. I'll get her. Phone for you, Sophie.
Coming.
I won't make the obvious remark about phone calls in working hours.
Well, who is it?
Didn't say.
Hello? Sophie Richmond here, hello? Oh.
Well, that was short and sweet.
There was no one there. Or at least no one spoke.
Philip Steak, £5.45.
Who was it who asked for me?
Berth Bourguignon, £4.75. How should I know?
Was it a man or a woman?
A man.
And who did he ask for?
You,
Sophie. No, I mean, what did he say? I mean, did he say Sophie or Sophie Richmond?
Sophie, I think. Look, are you planning to stand there pondering all evening? Or could you go and see what that man in the far corner wants? He's been looking for something to complain about ever since he came in.
I'd just like to know who this character is who keeps ringing me up and losing his nerve. Look, you're sure it was me he wanted?
Yes. Sophie, will you, for God's sake, go and do something about that man in the corner?
Yeah, well, all right. But you must promise to tell me what my mysterious caller sounds like.
After hours, sweetheart, okay? You look a bit more relaxed now, love.
It's knowing she's out of the house, Mike. I'm strung up the whole time she's in, even when she's asleep. Oh, Lord, who's this? I hope nothing's happened to her.
Calm down.
It's probably Tony. He said he might call late this evening to see how she got on at the solicitor's. Hi, Ned. It might be you. It's Tony, darling.
Hello, Tony.
Oh, hello, ma'am. Well, what's the news?
Well, she went to see the solicitor.
Good.
And she's agreed to letting the divorce proceed. Hasn't she, Mike?
Yes.
Great, but she wants to be handsomely paid off.
Mm.
Yeah, well, I expected that. That's all right. That's not all, though, is it? What's the matter? Mum?
She's going to contest the custody arrangements.
She says she wants Adam.
Well, she can't have him. That's bloody ridiculous. I'll take him out of the country rather than see him living with her.
I'm sure it won't come to that, darling.
But didn't you tell the solicitor she was half-witted?
She's not half-witted,
Tony. Well, deranged, then. Comes to the same thing. Didn't you explain to him?
It's for her to brief her own solicitor, old son. Not for me to go weighing in there.
Well, he can't be advising her to fight for custody.
Well, it seems he is.
But that's ridiculous. Look, where did she find this man, anyway?
Well, he was recommended by Martin.
Oh, isn't that just typical? Trust you to get her fixed up with a real shark.
Tony, it's not his fault.
Not much it isn't. Honestly, I might have known that if you two had a hand in it, it would be a right cock-up. You just don't want me to get divorced, do you?
Oh, don't be so silly.
And why not? Because it calls your own perfect marriage into question.
Oh, just shut up, Tony, will you?
I don't believe it. It's unreal. You must have found the only solicitor in town who'd dream of letting a nutcase like her fight for custody. And where's she planning to look after Adam, anyway?
Oh, that's what's so ridiculous. She came back saying she was going to go on living here.
Oh, I get it. That way Mum gets the chap safely back under her own roof.
Oh, don't be so idiotic, Tony. Of course we told her it was out of the question.
Did you?
I've never seen your mother as angry as she was this evening, Miss Sonia.
Oh. Oh, I wish this was all over. What a mess.